fans, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. The United States once again dominated the medal table at the World Athletics Championships, which ended Sunday in Doha, Qatar. Team USA tallied 29 medals in Doha, including 14 gold. The USA's medal total of 29 is one less than the record it set in London in 2017. On the final day of competition, Nia Ali of the USA won gold in the women's 100 meters hurdles, clocking a personal best time of 12.34 seconds. And world record holder Kendra Kenny Harrison of the USA won the silver medal in 12.46 seconds.
I'm Kendra Harrison. I'm the 100 hurdle world record holder for Team USA, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Meanwhile, Associated Press sports writer Eddie Pels says Nia Ali's gold medal in Doha put an exclamation point on a world championships that any mother could love. Nia's two children, 4-year-old son Titus and 16-month-old daughter Yuri, came down from the stands to share their mother's victory lap. Yes, mothers were definitely in the spotlight at Doha 2019. Another American mother, Allison Felix, won 2 gold medals in Doha. That brought Felix's record gold medal haul at World Championships to 13. Yet another sprinting mother, Jamaica's 2-time Olympic champion Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce, also won 2 gold medals. And Chinese mother Liu Hong picked up a gold in the women's race walk. And while IAAF President Sebastian Coe described Doha 2019 as the best world championships in history in terms of the quality and the depth of performances, there were problems, including dismal attendance at the Khalifa International Stadium. In fact, the British newspaper The Guardian said the empty seats and ghostly silence were a sad feature and a public relations disaster for athletics, the IAAF, and Sebastian Coe. Doha's local organizing committee vice president, Dahlan Al-Hamad, downplayed all the empty seats. He suggested poor attendance was an issue for championships being staged anywhere in the world.
To fill a stadium is a challenge for everybody. So we have seen this challenge is not in this world championship, in almost all over the championship, you know, this challenge continues. And there are always plan B and A, you know, to continue. We are happy that we reached this point.
Kenya was the top-performing African team at the World Athletics Championships, as we hear now from Samson Omale. Sporty greetings, Samson!
Sporty greetings to you, Sonny. The curtain came down on Sunday at the 2019 Athletics World Championships with some heartwarming performances by African athletes. It was Kenya who came in second position overall on the medal table with 5 gold and 11 medals in all. On the final day of the championship, Kenyan Timothy Cheruiyot outclassed a field, including 2 Olympic champions, to win the men's 1,500 meters after taking silver 2 years ago. The 23-year-old strode home in 3 minutes, 29.26 seconds, more than 2 seconds clear to claim Kenya's 5th straight win in the event.
But Timothy Cheruiyot, at last, after so many silvers, is the champion of the world. What a way to do it. 3:29 from start to finish. He was the class act. That is such a bold, bold way to take your maiden global title.
In the 10,000 meters, Joshua Cheptegei followed up his London 2017 silver medal with Doha 2019 gold medal at the end of a towering 10,000 meters contest. The 23-year-old Ugandan, who won the Commonwealth Games title last year and became IAAF World Cross Country Championships earlier this year in Aharos, crossed the line in a personal best of 26 minutes, 48.36 seconds. Also on Sunday, Nigeria's only medal at the championship came through Ese Brume, who won the bronze medal in the women's long jump event.
I'm super excited and I'm grateful to God, really. This is a big one for me.
And finally, Kenya's Hellen Obiri bagged her first gold medal at the World Athletics Championship in the 5,000 meters as she held on to upstage compatriot Margaret Chilimo. Obiri crossed the finish line in a championship record of 14 minutes, 26.72 seconds, with Chilimo stopping the timer at 14 minutes, 27.49 seconds. I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
This is the voice of America. Washington, D.C.
Voice of America.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Prince Nesta joins us once again for a look at the weekend European club football highlights. Sporty greetings, Prince.
Sporty greetings to you too, Sonny. Informed English striker of Nigerian descent Tammy Abraham, French midfielder of Malian descent N'Golo Kanté, Belgian striker of DR Congolese descent Michy Batshuayi and Mason Mount fired Chelsea to a comfortable 4-1 win over Southampton. Liverpool needed a James Milner penalty deep in second half stoppage time to edge to a 2-1 victory over Leicester City as they were made to sweat for their 8th consecutive Premier League win of the season. The Reds went 1-0 up 5 minutes before halftime, thanks to Senegal danger man Sadio Mane's strike. James Maddison's 80th minute equalizer appeared to have sealed an impressive point for fourth-place Leicester. The James Milner's stoppage time penalty won it for the Reds with seconds remaining. Spanish footballer of Malian descent Adama Traore punished Man City's sloppy performance with 2 goals in the final 10 minutes. To ensure the Premier League champions suffered another huge blow in a shock 2-0 defeat to Wolves. Arsenal moved up to third in the Premier League after securing their 4th win of the season as they edged past Bournemouth with a 1-0 win at the Emirates, while Tottenham Hotspur's week went from bad to worse as they were beaten 3-0 by Brighton and Hove Albion. Spurs went into the game off the back of a 7-2 thrashing at the hands of Bayern Munich in the Champions League and were expected to use this game to restart their campaign.
Prince, still with the Premier League campaign, Manchester United appear to sink as low as they've ever been over the weekend.
That's right, Sonny. The Red Devils slammed to yet another defeat away from home, this time falling 1-0 to Newcastle United at St. James's Park. The defeat leaves United languishing in 12th position with just 9 points from 8 Premier League games, and it may actually be a monumental task reaching the top four this season. They have won only twice and scored just 9 times. Sonny, if things remain the same, then Solskjaer's days at Old Trafford may actually be numbered. His predecessor, Jose Mourinho, sacked last December after collecting 26 points from 17 games. To make matters worse, the Red Devils play arch rivals Liverpool right after the international break, with the latter top of the table and maintaining a 100% record after 8 games. However, United will actually be much stronger if their regular first team players such as Victor Lindelof, Aaron Wan-Bissaka, Luke Shaw, Jesse Lingard, Antoine Martial and Paul Pogba get back from injury and are fit to play.
Prince, let's go to France now. I see PSG has stretched its lead at the top of the French league.
That's right, Sonny. Senegalese professional footballer Idrissa Gueye, Pablo Sarabia, Mauro Icardi and Neymar were all on the score sheet as champions Paris Saint-Germain opened up a 2-point gap at the top of the French league with a thumping 4-0 victory against Angers. PSG have won 7 of their 9 league matches so far this season and lead the standings with 21 points. Inform Nigerian international Victor Osimhen's 7th league goal of the season wasn't enough for Lille, as they missed the chance to go 3rd in the French league after drawing 2-2 with Nimes. Lille are now in 5th on 15 points from 9 matches. Second half substitute Robert Berich found the back of the net to give Saint-Etienne a 1-0 home win against bitter rivals Olympique Lyon, while Portugal international Pedro Mendes scored his first goal of the season as Montpellier cruised to a convincing 3-1 victory against Monaco.
Prince, let's go to Spain now. The 2019 FIFA Best Player, Lionel Messi, has finally scored his first La Liga goal of the season.
Yes, Sonny. Goals from Luis Suarez, Arthur, French star of Mauritanian descent Ousmane Dembele and Lionel Messi were enough to see Barcelona cruise to a 4-0 victory against Sevilla. The Catalan giants leapfrogged Atletico Madrid into second place on 16 points, 2 behind leaders Real, who they meet in 3 weeks at the Camp Nou. Atletico are third on 15 after securing a 0-0 draw at Real Valladolid. Real Madrid also extended their lead at the top of La Liga after beating Granada 4-2 at the Santiago Bernabeu. Belgian playmaker Eden Hazard got his first goal for Real, while French star of Algerian descent Karim Benzema and substitute Luka Modric were also on the score sheet before substitute James Rodriguez added a 4th in stoppage time. Real will return to league action after the upcoming international break with a trip to Mallorca on October 19th. And Prince Nesta on the Sunny Side of Sports. Back to you, Sonny.
Thanks, Prince. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Major League Soccer's regular season officially ended on Sunday, and 14 teams are now preparing for the MLS Cup playoffs. In Los Angeles, history was made at the Bank of California Stadium on Sunday as a hat trick by Mexican striker Carlos Vela sparked a 3-1 win for Los Angeles FC over the Colorado Rapids. Vela broke the MLS season goals record with 34. Among those congratulating Carlos Vela for his goal-scoring record was Basketball Hall of Famer Magic Johnson, who is part of the Los Angeles FC ownership group. Meanwhile, with that victory on Sunday, Los Angeles FC also broke the MLS single-season points record with 72. As the first place team in the Western Conference of MLS, Los Angeles FC also received a bye to the conference semifinals in the playoffs. The MLS Cup playoffs will kick off on October 19th, And the playoffs will be contested under a new format this year. All rounds will use single elimination matches, with the MLS Cup champion to be crowned November 10th. In other Major League Soccer highlights on Sunday, Nigerian striker Orji Ikwankwo helped the host Montreal Impact beat the New York Red Bulls 3-0. Orji had one goal and one assist in that victory by Montreal. Now, Montreal did not qualify for the MLS Cup playoffs, but the New York Red Bulls did, and they'll play the Philadelphia Union in a single elimination playoff match. Jill Ellis, the most successful coach in U.S. women's national soccer team history, has officially said goodbye to her players in Chicago. Joining us with that story is my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. On Sunday, the U.S. women's national team played the last game of their World Cup victory tour and marked the end of an era. Following their 1-1 draw with South Korea, celebrated head coach Jill Ellis gave an emotional press conference from Soldier Field in Chicago and said goodbye to her women's national team.
It's a sense of feeling like, you know, it's a story written and it's a chapter closed and it's on to, you know, other things. But it's been an unbelievable journey. And, you know, I said to the players, I'm like, it's been the most rewarding job I've ever had, the hardest job I've ever had, and the job that has helped me, I think, grow. And ultimately, that's, you know, that's what I want. I want for my family. I always want to take one day and be one day better and continue to kind of grow as a person. And this job has stretched me, and it's been, you know, I think it's not regret. It's not relief. It's honestly a big smile on my face saying I've enjoyed this and ready for what's next.
Ellis joined the U.S. Soccer Federation's coaching system in 2000 and began coaching the U.S. women's national team in 2014. And she announced her retirement after the team defended their World Cup title in France earlier this year. Ellis has never lost a World Cup match, and she is the only coach ever to win back-to-back Women's World Cup titles. She is regarded as the most successful coach in women's national team history, and Ellis says she could not have reached that level of achievement alone.
I've had amazing staff, and I'll miss them because, as I said to them last night, they're like an extended family. Not even extended family, they are my family, my other family on the road. And, you know, and the players and everybody, it's that, I think that's just been the best part of this job is building relationships. And I'm not going to remember games so much as I'm going to remember all these people that helped me get where I am.
Two of her players spoke to reporters during the team's victory tour. Women's national team forward Megan Rapinoe said, "It's tough to lose a coach who has consistently led her team to victory."
You know, taking a step back and realizing how difficult it is to get to a World Cup and to be as successful as we have and to get to a World Cup final and to actually win it. I mean, it's like such an indescribable experience from all the staff. You're in it in the grind every day. So, you know, obviously for Jill being the leader of our team and all that she's led us through, all the wins, you know, all the ups and downs, all of the, you know, different lineups and different formations and the doubts and everything to be able to actually accomplish our goal is something really special and something that is just, you can't really put into words. It's just something special that only we'll have.
And forward Carly Lloyd said despite ending their final game in a draw, Ellis's legacy is undeniable.
Well, Jill's been around for a long time. I mean, she's just kind of been, you know, through this whole process with a lot of us. And, yeah, of course, it's going to be very emotional. I think it was a great send-off for her, I feel like, you know, kind of landing in Chicago, having the support of everyone around her, U.S. Soccer, her family, her friends. And it was good, you know, it was good to you know, have this last game for her and send her off. We would have liked to have sent her off with a win, but at least she got that record last game, so that was good.
On Thursday, the U.S. defeated South Korea 2-0, and with that win, Ellis earned her 106th victory and set a new coaching record for the U.S. women's national team. But Ellis says for her, the numbers don't matter in the end.
It never honestly was about a number. So, you know, I'm privileged to have done this job for so long and played so many games. And yeah, it's just been an honor, and numbers and all that kind of fade away. It becomes about, you know, the players and the staff and the people and just the memories. So I've got a trunk full of memories from this for sure. And it's been fantastic.
Ellis has not made any decisions about her future career path. And with less than a year before the Tokyo Summer Olympics, her successor has not yet been named. Farewell to Jill Ellis, the winningest coach in U.S. women's soccer history. And that is all from me, Sonny. Back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
They're playing
in the Women's National Basketball Association Finals, the Washington Mystics beat the host Connecticut Sun on Sunday 94-81 to take a 2-1 lead in the best-of-five championship series. The Mystics can clinch their first WNBA championship if they can win again in Connecticut on Tuesday night. Now, the Mystics got a boost in Game 3 Sunday from their star forward, Elena Delladon, the 2019 WNBA Most Valuable Player. There were big question marks about whether Delladon would play after suffering a herniated disc in her back early in Game 2. But Delladon was on the court Sunday for 26 minutes. She scored 13 points and grabbed 6 rebounds. Belgian center Emma Mieseman led the Mystics with a game-high 21 points. Shakina Strickland and Jasmine Thomas led the Suns with 16 points each. In National Football League news, only two teams, the San Francisco 49ers and the reigning Super Bowl champion New England Patriots, remain unbeaten after weekend action. San Francisco will host the Cleveland Browns later Monday night. The 49ers are bidding for their fourth consecutive victory, while the Browns have a record of 2 wins and 2 losses. Here in Washington, the Patriots won their fifth consecutive game Sunday, routing the Washington Redskins 33-7. New England star quarterback Tom Brady completed 28 of 42 passes for 348 yards and 3 touchdowns. It was the fifth consecutive loss for the winless Redskins, who fired head coach Jay Gruden early Monday morning. Meanwhile, after 4 straight wins, the Kansas City Chiefs suffered their first loss of the season on Sunday. The AP's Pete Robinson reports from Kansas City, Missouri.
The Indianapolis Colts used a potent running game, a stout defense, and control of the game clock to hand the Chiefs their first loss, 19-13. The Colts took a 13-10 lead to the locker room at halftime and frustrated the Chiefs' high-powered offense throughout the second half. Indianapolis got 132 rushing yards from Marlon Mack.
Always get a good W on the road, especially out here at Arrowhead, man. Fans are crazy, man. Just getting a W here just mean a good thing for us, especially the team that was undefeated, playing the Kobe game and playing well.
KCQB Patrick Mahomes threw for 321 yards and a touchdown.
We're biting ourselves. I mean, we're really, really killing ourselves as far as penalties, getting stripped, missing opportunities when they're there. And so in this league, no matter how good your offense is, you got to be efficient. You got to go out there and do things the right way. You can't just rely strictly on talent.
Pete Robinson, Kansas City.
Thanks, Pete. Finally, in tennis, Japanese star Naomi Osaka has won her second consecutive title in Asia at the China Open in Beijing. Osaka rallied from an opening set loss to beat world number one Ashley Barty of Australia in 3 sets. Last month, Naomi won the title at the Pan Pacific Open in her birthplace of Osaka, Japan. That's where she got her name, Osaka, Naomi Osaka. And that wraps up the October 7th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer John Dryden. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.
The Voice of America's global news program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 1705 UTC on The Voice of America.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa. The Voice of America's Straight Talk Africa puts you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they talk about the most important social and political issues that affect you. Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, Africa. This is James Barty, host of Daybreak Africa, inviting you to join me every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC as we bring you the latest in African news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our listener mail segment by sending your comments and opinions to daybreakafrica@voanews.com. You can also call us and leave us a voicemail at 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. Start your day with Daybreak Africa every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC on the Voice of America.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African Beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bongo flavor to soukous, Afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
This is Science in a Minute.
According to a new study published in the Astronomical Journal, about 3.5 million years ago, which on a galactic scale is quite recent, there was a colossal explosion of energy at the center of the Milky Way. The explosion, which scientists call a Seyfert flare, sent out powerful cone-shaped beams of radiation that sliced through our galaxy and a good distance into deep space. The researchers say the flare was so powerful that it affected the Magellanic Stream some 200,000 light-years from the Milky Way. Study authors who used data from the Hubble Space Telescope to make their findings estimate the blast lasted for about 300,000 years. The research team behind the study says this explosion was too enormous to have been set off by anything other than nuclear activity associated with the supermassive black hole at the center of the Milky Way, known as Sagittarius A star. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
VOA's Learning English is available online at learningenglish.voanews.com. Check out our programs such as Let's Learn English, English in a Minute, Everyday Grammar, and many more. VOA's Learning English, your reliable source for learning English.
Hi, this is Victor Beatty, VOA News. Tune in to the Voice of America's newscasts every hour on the top of each hour, 24/7. Listen to our news and correspondent reports from around the world. VOA is your trusted source for news and information.